What up, world? Welcome to the Black L Bundy Podcast, episode number 9. I'm your host, Rock Lefty. I am the Black L Bundy. I am here with
Kayla,
Kyron,
China.
All right, yeah, shout out to everybody for listening. We really appreciate it. You can check us out on Spotify, or you can check us out on Spotify. Follow us at TBAB Podcast on IG and Twitter. Leave your opinion and join in on the conversation in our Facebook group, the Black L Bundy Podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Black L Bundy Podcast. And leave us a voice message and let us know how we're doing and how much you love the show on the Anchor app. Now, let's get into the show. How have you guys been doing?
Great. I've been doing awesome.
Same here.
Happy belated birthday, Kayla.
Thank you.
What's up with you, Kevin?
I've been too busy.
I see.
You know,
Mr. Ralph.
Life been hitting.
And yeah. Refereeing.
I don't mind. It's the devil's playground.
Tell you.
Brother Root.
What other boxing matches?
Well, really, it's like an underground boxing that we started. And then we just got bigger and bigger because the crowd really wanted to see niggas get punched on.
Yeah. Who came up with this idea?
Like, a monkey in a cage. That's what they are.
Two monkeys.
Like, where the idea came from? Like, where? How did y'all?
Yeah, how y'all started?
How started this?
Cause the dude, what his name is, P90, he was just fighting people up in the projects with gloves on, just to fight them. And the other dude, Alvin, he seen it, and they were playing about it. And then they said, "Know what? I'm gonna get some people." And they did that, and I came out to the ref, but I was playing with this shit. Now that shit getting serious.
Yeah, that's what's up. Y'all making money?
Yeah, I know they making money.
Oh, that's what's up.
Kyron, a hustler.
Yeah, yeah.
I watched somebody Instagram, and it was like going at it. I was just like, they wasn't even fighting, they were just talking.
It take too long to get the fight started, man. I be having to sit up there about 5-10 minutes for the fight to get started. Yeah. why y'all don't just kick it as soon as it start?
Because they be making side bets, and everybody be betting all in the crowd. We got to get everybody
betting all their rent money. I'm just like,
man.
How they know who is who? They bring their own people. If I know somebody that get, you know,
they gotta sign up.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta sign up for real.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta sign a waiver and everything.
Oh, that's not
serious.
Oh, all right. Well, that's
so
not that underground.
Not no more. Huh?
Oh, all right.
You gotta sign up to bet.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You gotta sign
you
up go
to
fight.
DJ booth.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I knew that.
All you do is sign your name and who you betting for. And how much you willing to lose.
Nothing.
Cause bro, niggas lost 10 racks, 5 racks.
I just wait.
Yeah,
nigga
bet all that.
They betting like
how they know
a lot
these
money.
People? How they know these people to just bet on them like that?
They probably partner or they just got too much confidence in that.
See,
nigga.
Oh no, I'm straight.
Yeah, cause
bet.
When I was there, I was seeing them bet, and it was like, oh, he's bigger, he gonna win, and that really be the
but
one
the
that
big
lose.
Nigga lost.
Yeah, he
got
lost.
Got his ass slaughtered.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like when the tall girl and the short, you know, dyke or whatever she is.
Man, we got dykes in this bitch.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. A lot of them.
Yeah, got dykes everywhere.
But yeah. Shorty,
they fight too.
She was with it. And she
oh,
won.
Like that fight you had with the dude and the Asian dude?
What Asian dude?
Ling Ling. Oh,
yeah.
We call him Ling Ling.
I don't call that boy Ling Ling. I was like,
that dude
at
real
first
name
I was,
is Raymond.
At first, I was just
a,
like,
a
man.
A Chinese
what,
dude named Raymond?
And he
like,
with it.
Raymond Gay.
He won. Yeah. I was
with
like,
it.
How you know who wins?
He was dead. Then I am.
Cause we got three boxes, like three real boxes. They judge.
Oh, they judging?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. How many rounds?
Three rounds, and all of them is 1 minute. That shit don't sound long, but that's
nah.
Long.
That's
fuck.
No, it's
when
really
you ain't,
long.
When you ain't trained, you fight for 3 minutes.
Man, them dudes smoke a whole blunt, eat a hot sauce, and then come fight.
And what a hot sauce gonna do? I see the.
Somebody
know what I'm saying? Like real boxes, man. They eat apples and chill and train. These niggas eat hot sauce.
What the winner? What do the fighters the get? The fighters win. I mean, the fighters get something.
The money.
Oh yeah.
How much money they get?
Like one dude put up 5 racks, and the other dude got a match it, or his partners got to put money into him, and he win his 5 racks.
Oh, so you just all right? It's just if you lose, I win your money.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. But
so that's double.
Put me in a ring.
I'm about to say yeah.
I got somebody for
and me. It ain't no weight class. It's just anybody. Nigga can pick out anybody.
Nah, we got
but
weight.
But what I want to know is, like, because I know, like, my uncle, he used to box. And he, I know, like, you know, you, like, almost like doing that professional boxing and stuff. Your hands are registered. Like, they're like a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Can those people box? They can lose their license.
We
they can go to jail for that if they hurt somebody.
We try to get Real boxers fight real boxers, amateurs.
Okay,
amateurs.
Okay, but see, because street boxers, street yeah, they could go to jail for that.
Shame if a boxer fight a street nigga,
and he lose and he get hurt,
we ain't got nothing to do with it.
This boy gonna. Not y'all,
they sign a contract.
A waiver and
say whoever
like
gets
hurt,
it
had nothing to do with
like
it.
Yeah. Anybody got hurt real bad since y'all started?
I mean, the last fight, oh my God. Dude, I got
Friday.
His nose and his mouth was bleeding. Mm-hmm. I tried to tell this nigga no, but
what's
he can't go no more. This
dudes?
Nigga like, he about to fight me. Yeah, I'm ready. No, you not.
Oh, he still wanted to go? Y'all stop fights?
We have to. That shit get critical.
Harry, you look like you be about to get beat up.
Man, them dudes don't want it with the ref. I'm going to have to prove my point and really beat a nigga up. And then when I get back in the ring, don't play with the ref. He's going to beat you up.
All right.
Niggas be tired.
Look tired. Hmm? He look old and tired. How old is that nigga?
I don't know.
He about 45 years old in the ring.
Right.
Yeah.
He got a breathing thing on?
Well, it's like, he got a breathing thing on?
Man, this nigga
gotta read,
man.
Oh my God, man, this nigga here.
Hey, y'all let him in the ring.
That man wanted to win that money.
Like, we be having nurses and everything now.
Man, that's what's up.
He don't need to be boxing. He already look out of
that room. Man need money. He don't care what it is. Hey, say something. Hand me that vape right down the floor. Right down the floor. Yeah, yeah. But as long as you making money, continue to do this shit. I don't care if it's illegal or legit. Well, anyways, let's get into the hold up. All right, let's get into the eye candies of the week. Y'all got your eye candies? You got them? Mm-hmm. You want to go first, Kayla? Ladies first?
Sure, I'll go first.
All right.
I don't have an eye candy.
I thought he was cute. I think he played on...
You think?
Yeah, what's it, one of those tattoo shows? What is it, Black Ink? What are they? I don't know. Chicago?
Oh, Black Ink.
Black Ink.
Ryan Henry? You wonder who did the tattoos?
Never watched it.
I don't know. I don't remember the name of the show, but he's so cute.
Oh, he is cute.
I was like, he's so cute.
I don't know who that is.
He
honestly, I don't give a fuck about him.
We know you don't, but his tattoo is dope though.
He ain't got
his tattoo is dope though. Like
mine ain't dope.
I'm talking about he do tattoos.
I got mine.
He do tattoos and what else?
And he was on some show. I think it was like Black Ink or something.
All right, moving on. Who you got, Kyrie? I know you got somebody good.
It's another flexible Instagram model.
Oh, no, she flexible. Flexible. Oh, she ain't flexible.
Oh, wow.
I'm about to go. All
right. I'm going to fuck with you.
Man, if you don't got one, I got one. I don't know what she do. I just be seeing her. I know I'm supposed to know what she do, but I just be seeing her. Her name is I Am Georgia Rain. If y'all go look at her pictures, y'all see why I picked her.
Oh, yeah. Here go my eye candy.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Hey, what the hell is that? My eye candy.
Oh, my God.
You got to say the name.
Her name is
G-Baby.
Her name is Dab of Kaya.
Oh, you said Dab of Kaya last week, man. You can't have the same one.
I'm going to say every week.
Let me stop. Nah, for real, here. It's my, I can't.
What's that? Dab of Kaya.
Her right here.
I Am Georgia. Yeah, that's her right there. She is a Grammy-nominated songwriter. I don't know what she's written, but she's the CEO of Body by Georgia Rain.
Her birthday just passed.
That is Mad Girl Chris.
It's yeah, I Am Georgia either. Rain.
First of all,
Mad Girl Chris.
Okay. Her booty ain't real, but hey.
You know,
I know two things that's real.
Let me see.
They look unattractive.
Let me see.
I mean, she's making money with it. What you doing with yours? Oh,
baby, I'm making money. Don't worry about it. I ain't got to use my body for it.
What's her name?
Chris.
No, her name.
Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah. Chris with a K.
Chris with a K.
Mad Girl Chris.
Okay.
Mad Girl Chris.
Okay, I see. All right, yeah. Eye candy of the week. Mad Girl Chris. _ Mad Gal Chris. With a K.
Mad Gal?
Yeah. She a mad gal.
She's Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris with a K.
I'm going to have to.
And what she do?
Huh?
Just take pictures on IG?
No, she's an Instagram model.
Of course she is. An Instagram slut.
My damn.
Come on now. Why she gotta be a slut?
My damn.
She's not having sex with nobody on it.
You be being a slut when you be at home with your little business, but don't nobody tell you nothing.
That's my baby daddy.
Now you claiming him? You ain't claiming him last week. You were like, fuck that boy. He just. You know what?
No.
I ain't got time for this shit. Next subject.
All right, moving on. Oh, y'all done with your IGs? Yeah. iCandies?
You have one? I have one.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go to the hypotheticals. Who wants to start it off? Because I'm trying to fly through this so we can get to this story.
We can let the newbie start it off.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
But she don't know, so
we gotta start it off.
I don't like
because
her.
Because she looking like, I got to read? We know you can't, but give
you
it a try.
You know what, Kyra? I'm going to let you slide once.
That was about the third time, though.
Okay.
Y'all messy.
Would you rather go a year missing your two front teeth or talk with a lisp? Hold on, a bad lisp.
Didn't they do this one?
Yeah. I did?
No, you didn't do this.
I already did this.
I said that one.
I don't know.
Somebody.
You know, it was Ari.
Read the next one underneath.
Would you rather have a significant other that's too flirty or one who complains too much?
Oh, my God, man. I'd rather them be too flirty than be complaining. I'm going through that shit right now. That complaining shit. That's why I came in here 2 hours before I was supposed to be here. Complaining. Why you lit this incense? My eyes burning.
I would fuck with the flirty. Why? Because I witnessed a person complain so fucking much.
Yeah, but I don't like all that complaining.
First of all,
I'll be feeling sorry for him.
Yeah, he can't hear you.
Yeah.
First of all,
there you go.
Mind your business. I didn't even say your name.
You just ran on yourself.
You pointed at me.
These people don't know who I'm pointing at. They can't see me.
I would rather the complaint because I hate a flirty person.
You hate a flirty person?
I hate it.
But you rather complain?
A lot of people used to think I was flirting when I was really just being nice. I was just like, I'm just being nice.
Exactly.
I'm not flirting with you. I promise you, I don't like you. I'm just really being nice. It's like people take it the wrong way.
Yeah, I think it's different for men and women. Like if a dude being nice, they automatically think you're trying to flirt with him.
Right. I'm like, oh, I like your hat.
I'm a funny guy. So
word?
I just
pull you
say
to the
fucked
side.
Up shit.
Oh, let me talk to you real quick.
Ooh, bitch, look at your hair, little bitch.
I can deal with complaining because I ignore you.
Because I'm like, shut up. Like, what
you doing? I know. I don't like all that complaining.
Okay.
By every little thing. You didn't cook yet? I told you I'm going to go cook till 6. It's 4:30. Look, man. I'm going to cook at 6.
But I'm hungry at 5.
Go get some meat then.
I'm telling
you.
Well,
fix it yourself.
Right. Cook some noodles.
Damn it. Next one. Would you rather your country goes to war again or battle a plague outbreak?
Go to war again because I ain't going to be over there.
Wait, Tom, what you say? Battle or what?
A plague outbreak.
We doing that right
if
now.
I said we going to
I'm about to tell you.
I'd rather them go to war than me have to wear a mask everywhere I go, can't go in nowhere, everything closed.
I would rather the people that I don't know about go fight them people again.
Exactly.
I don't know
they
y'all niggas.
They're not going to recruit me.
They can't recruit a funny nigga because they're going to take me serious. Sir, hold his gun. You hold the bitch.
Don't worry. You're going to be sitting in jail for 5 years.
Yep.
Boy, you can stay right there. This the podcast.
Unless you probably got some, like, unless you got, like, health issues. Unless you got health issues,
they're
not going.
You
can't go, but other than that,
you'll
be like,
you good. Well, they're not going to recruit the women. Well, they might recruit the women.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to lock me up because I ain't going.
You rather go.
I will
go to jail.
I will sit down.
You know what they eat in the army?
I don't know what they eat.
Them box food they gave out for Katrina. And
no, they don't eat the MREs. Nah, they eat real food. And they eat real food in the military.
Really
only when you out in the field.
In the Navy.
Battle.
Let me tell y'all, in the Navy, because I was about to join the army. In the Navy, Bata and being they only eat good. In the army, they mess over you.
My sister, I call her my sister, but she's not really my sister. I call her my sister. But she went to the army.
So you false claiming?
No, we kind of adopted her.
Like that. So mind your
y'all
business.
False claim her. Right.
Shut your ass up.
Girl, ain't sister, but
she
ain't sister.
We used to
fuck.
Post all the food. Like she said, they started to have a traveler. Like she used to post all her food. Just like, damn, you better than me.
Stop. Hey. But they eat like shit in jail. I'm telling you.
Mm. Maybe I might lose some weight. Take me to jail.
You ain't gonna lose no
you
weight.
You gonna lose more than what? You gonna lose teeth?
Oh, you gonna lose no weight? Eyebrows. Eating all them beans and bread all day.
I ain't gonna eat nothing. No weight. Like y'all got some water.
All right, we got one more.
Okay. Ooh, would you rather have hair on your back or go completely bald?
Bald.
You ain't gonna have no eyebrows.
I did it before, huh?
You ain't gonna have no eyebrows.
Wait, so completely everything
completely
bald?
Completely bald, yeah. All under your arms.
But my face gonna look like a butt.
I'd rather have hair
on
my back.
My back.
No.
I got my tattoo
I'm a girl,
on my back.
So
I can't do it.
I show my we might look, body
with
a lot.
Just hit it with the nail. Just spray nail on your back.
It says spray.
However you put, how you put nail? Spray it, right?
No.
Like shaving cream. How'd that go?
It's squeeze.
You squeeze it?
And you have to rub it on, like, thickly.
All right. I'll just get you some gray tape.
Rub it. You can't rub it in. You have to like.
Just tell somebody to put some gray tape on your back.
You get a wax. Go get your wax. I know it's going to hurt, but.
Would you rather kiss someone with a tongue ring or braces?
I had both. So
both.
Braces.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
Well, no, I lie. I never kissed a boy with a tongue ring. That's unattractive. Yeah, so I'd rather
probably. Y'all ever see that Chris Rock thing where he was like, if a girl got a tongue ring, she might suck your shit. And if a dude got a tongue ring, he might suck your shit.
That's a lie. Cause I had a tongue ring. I have one, but I took it out. But
so y'all never.
Shut up.
Did the S word.
But it doesn't mean that.
It don't mean that we automatically don't.
But you did it, right? You did it, right?
No, I didn't do it.
Did you do it?
Why would I do it? That's your job.
Job.
Huh? Who paying me?
Not job.
Who paying me?
Hobby.
It gets fun after
a while. Just pass the book, man. Just pass the book.
I got two books.
Mind your
business. Oh, all right, go ahead.
He's putting his whole foot in his mouth.
Would you rather lend a hand or lend money?
Lend a hand.
I hate it, man.
Might not get that money back.
I don't even
lend
money,
you,
man. Look, just, huh?
Look, just let me know when you need help. I'm coming, black but
person.
I ain't getting no money.
Yeah,
you know, I ain't got
person,
no money
you
to
ain't get no money back.
How I know you're going to give it to me when I need it?
Now, a white person, they going to just give you the money.
Here, bro.
Here you go. Don't worry about it.
Here, Josh, fuck. It's $80 I gave you last week. All right, fuck.
When can I get that money back?
Never, Rory.
Tell him.
The barber used
that. I'm still waiting on it. Y'all ever try to, you know, how you pay down on the cruise? Like you pay $300 here, $300 there, $300 there.
What kind of cruise you going on?
I don't know. I ain't went because I'm still waiting to get my money back.
The chick,
I gave my money to a chick to put down on the cruise. Now, I seen on the app she was putting the money on there. But we was like, you know what? Fuck that cruise. We ain't gonna worry about the cruise.
Why not? Y'all should have
So
went.
We got the refund, and I still ain't never got my money back.
You ain't gonna get that money.
I know. It's in a light bill and a fucking water bill.
I'm like, go ahead, just book the cruise again.
I'm telling you. Give me one more, man.
That's how much I was paying a month for the cruise?
How much would you rather?
She was stealing y'all money.
No, it said it on the thing. It was like $1,300.
You getting multitask?
I'll wait.
It's like $1,300 for me, $1,300 for her for the cruise.
Well, I ain't never paid that much.
I'll wait.
Oh, go ahead.
Would you rather be able to talk to angels or see demons around you?
Talk to angels.
I don't want to talk to or see near one of them.
I want to talk to angels.
Me too.
I'd rather.
I need the positivity.
Y'all probably talked to an angel before.
I need to know what God's plan is for me.
Kale and I, you know that's wrong, but you still gonna fuck around and do it because you want to do it. All right, fuck.
No. If you had an angel around you,
fuck you up.
Not an angel.
If you had an angel around you, I wouldn't do nothing. I wouldn't. Yeah, I'd be so good.
But being
if I can see him, if I can see him, but if I can see demons around me, I'd be like, man, I'm scared of that.
I'd be like, what's God's plan for me?
Help me.
Shit, you'd be like trying to. God really don't want to talk to you right now.
All right, y'all listening? Would you rather fix two of your friends up together or stay out of their love life?
Stay out of their love life.
Man, I'm not hooked, man. Exactly.
Fuck
at all. I don't even want to hear about you. I don't want to hear about nothing that's going on in your relationship.
My name is Gemma. Like, I cannot swim.
I love hearing my friends' love relationship because we can compare and contrast.
Why?
And, you know,
y'all
like,
not the, it's not the
debate.
Same thing, though.
No, it's not, but it's like, what we doing
my
wrong?
My name is
or
not
Long,
and I can't drive
I
no
like
fucking car.
Shut up.
Keep me out that bitch.
I don't want to have nothing to do with your relationship.
Like, you can tell me.
Because if they stop fucking with each other.
You in the middle of that
shit.
And I'm in the middle.
Like, no, not like be involved.
She
don't want
fuck
like,
me because I knew everything. And he'll get mad at me because I fucked her. Leave me alone.
Karen, just hush.
Hush.
Mm-hmm. Do that. Ooh,
yeah, fuck all that.
He's about to break just now. He almost died.
Kyron. you might like this one, Kyron. You might have a hard time. Would you rather have your mom's cooking or your grandmother's cooking?
Oh, damn.
Mom.
Fuck.
Mom.
Damn,
bro,
that's deep.
Yeah.
My mom's
not that deep. I want my mama cooking.
Your grandma don't know how to cook?
No, she do. I just haven't had my mama cooking in a long time.
Oh, all right.
But
that's a hard question.
It ain't really hard for me because for me it's kind of both. Why? Because everybody thought my mama was my grandma, so I would tell them that yeah, that's my grandma, but it's my mama, so she cooked like both, mama, grandma.
I love your mom, but I never had her cooking.
But I'd rather have that grandma shit.
I'd rather have my grandma cook because she used to invent shit, and that she used to be fire.
She knew how to eyeball the shit.
My grandma used to
invent
pies.
Yeah, my grandma used to make some weird shit.
Them shits was fire.
But my mama, she learned from her grandma, so she cooked like it's nothing.
You don't understand, like grandma's really.
My
mama
used to feed me so good.
That's really cooking good. I'm not gonna lie, but Holly's better.
But never mind. I would rather. My mama, cause grandma talk too fucking much and she fucking messy. Come on, my herb cooking so I go clean up. Come on, fuck that.
Everybody
so
grandma messy. They could be that gay cause ain't nobody gonna do
nothing. You talking about Desiree?
Water for nothing. Right. If I tell you something, don't go to the whole family. And I got
Kyrie
a whole bunch
avoided.
Of
my grandma was out here for a month. Kyrie avoided her.
I had to. Like,
she bothered me every day.
Grandmas act like they angels. Stop acting like y'all done suck dick back in the day.
Ooh.
Like come on.
I thought we were talking about cooking, man.
All right, number three. Number
macaroni.
Three.
That's disgusting. I don't even want
you.
Number
about?
Three.
Give me one more.
Would you rather be featured on America Most Wanted or the side of a milk carton by accident?
America Most Wanted. On a milk carton, you dead. They ain't never gonna find you. I'd rather be on America Most Wanted.
I would rather be on a milk carton because they're gonna be like, man, that boy here like a milk carton.
If you on the side of a milk cart, you was missing. Somebody kidnapped you. You was chained up in somebody's
dungeon.
Accident. Oh, by accident?
Yeah.
Oh,
milk
cart then.
Put me on
the
milk cart.
Nobody want me anyway.
I'm on the
milk cart.
Nobody even look on those. Okay.
That's it, for real.
That's it? I'm only reading. I'm only doing two.
Yeah, dude.
Lose your keys down the sewer drain or down the elevator shaft?
Elevator shaft.
Fuck.
Sewer. Because you can get it out.
You gonna stink.
Yeah, but your shit gonna be German.
Okay, but
German.
In the elevator, you never gonna get it.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You can
go,
go
to the
get
basement.
It, but that shit's
open
scary.
The, open the elevator.
You
gotta
go all the way down there, then go all the way back up.
I'll
then
use
lead
that,
back out.
I'll use
that's
the
a
wire
lot of lock.
And just clean my keys, because I'm not about to go no basement.
You gotta clean yourself, too.
Well, some drains go far, so it's wet. It, like, it might travel. I ain't gonna look for them keys.
And then, David. This New Orleans, alligators and snakes and shit.
Yeah, you know, might be a dead body down there.
You gonna drive that bitch in the 9-1, but that bitch gonna be a killer.
Nope.
For real. Nah. All right, next. Would you rather always get the latest smartphone for free or get free haircuts for the rest of your life?
Free haircuts? Fuck that phone.
Nigga, you tripping. I'd rather get the phone.
iPhones,
because
iPhones cost
$1,000,
$1,500.
I can come on here.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Come on.
Shit,
I get my haircut for free anyway.
Wait. You said the latest new phone.
Yeah,
yes.
You need to get the phone.
Or a free haircut.
A free haircut.
You rather pay $2,500 for a phone?
But
you
the
get
new
the new
phone
ain't
gonna help
phone.
You get no yeah.
But you
yeah.
can look. You can check this out. You
I
get a new
to
phone.
Cut your own hair.
Every time you get a new phone, you can sell an old phone for whatever and get a haircut.
There you go. Wait. Sell your old phone and get a haircut.
Yeah, just get a haircut.
Or just stop being cheap and pay $25 for a haircut.
I'm telling
you,
haircut
it.
$25.
You got it.
No, you can get haircuts whenever you want.
That's what I'm saying.
But you get the
y'all just fucked up with
free haircuts for you.
Y'all fucked up with it.
No, you
over a fucking
I rather
phone.
No, you get the latest phone. A phone might come out today, then 3 months later another phone might come out, and you can get that bit with a nappy bush on your head.
That don't look right.
I'd rather look like I'd rather be walking in that phone store with a raggedy bush. Yeah. And that phone was $1,500.
You always tore up, so yeah. It don't matter.
Yikes.
I read it.
Life is tore up.
Give me that phone. Alright, mm-hmm. Moving on. Oh, what is this? Okay, we gonna waylay the question of the day. So we can hear about this story that we keep hearing about Raymond.
Yeah. Oh, you talking about Ling Ling?
No. That man's name was Hubert. What his name was?
Who's Hubert?
I thought Ling Ling's name was Hubert.
No, Ling Ling's real name is Raymond Gan.
Oh, okay. Let's hear about Raymond. Raymond was an Asian dude? Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. That's the other Raymond you talking about.
Yeah,
that
you
want to
hear about Raymond
about.
That you rapped about in that song.
You want Ling Ling?
Go ahead. A lot of dead air.
Wait, I don't know what we're talking about.
This story.
About, yeah,
we talking.
Yeah, you supposed to be
what
telling
the story. What
you
talking about?
Story.
The fight?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know about it?
Oh no! Remember in my song,
it
I was
on,
saying something about me getting slapped by
he
Raymond.
Do? He slapped that bitch.
Yeah. So you got slapped by Ling Ling?
No, by a dude named Raymond.
Oh, okay.
All right. So tell your story.
Yeah, let's hear about this story.
All right.
So you
look,
got beat up.
No.
Slap and beat up is two different things.
Mm-hmm.
beat up is when you putting up a fight. I didn't even think about putting up. But look, I was in 10th grade. He was like a senior. He was like the, you know, when you're on the football team, they got them big niggas. He was one of the big niggas, but everybody was scared of him. My little dumb ass tried to prove a point, so he back there asleep because it was camp, and I'm playing with the lights, and he just telling all the freshmen, who the fuck that is? The dude voice deep as fuck, and these niggas ratting. Oh, it was him in the front. And them dudes came around the corner like 10 niggas deep and Raymond in the back of them, and like just walking. This nigga with me. I told this nigga, come on, man, let's go hide in the front bathroom. Nobody be up there.
Oh, all right.
This nigga said, no, man, fuck that. Man, let's stand right here. Fuck that. See, my dumb ass, what? Fuck it, come on. So he came. He said, why the fuck you playing in there? I'm like, you know me. I would just stutter. I'm like, man, pop. And wait, then his dumb ass right there, man, you ain't gonna smack me. Pop, pop.
So you got smacked twice.
I couldn't really do nothing about it.
You got smacked twice? No,
but look, he had put up a little mix, but it wasn't.
In vain?
Yeah.
So you just got smacked for free?
I couldn't even respond because I was stuttering so hard. I didn't know what to do. Like, I'm like, I just looked at his brother and said, man, I'm going to kill that nigga. He was like, boy, don't tell me that. Tell him.
Right. Right.
Oh, you lying? Huh? You lying?
Lying about what?
Cameraman said you lying.
He not supposed to be here. So the fuck? But that was the last and first time. But, oh, no. Later on up in the season, we had another altercation. But ain't too many people know about that.
All right, well, tell us.
I was down. I was next to get my jersey in line. This nigga come in there and skip everybody. And this nigga pushed me talking about to move out the way. Man. So I had pushed his bitch ass back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Stood up.
Then what happened
this
next?
Nigga arm long as a motherfucker. He just did that.
I'm like this. I'm fighting, reaching.
I ain't got no reach. I'm just reaching. I was like, no way, go ahead, grab a jersey, son. Fuck.
He took your number?
Huh?
He took the number you wanted?
Nuh-uh. Oh, I just never got the number that I wanted.
Carol, dude.
You all right?
How many of y'all was on this team, and why nobody jumped him?
22 people
because
on the team, man.
Everybody didn't want to go against him because he was like the bully on the team.
What position he played?
So, oh, yeah, scary.
Anything basically he wanted.
I'm telling you, I'm on quarterback right now.
It was like 48 people on the team.
What are you doing with his life now, you know?
Yeah.
He fired?
He in the gym for nothing. Like, what you in the gym for? I go in the gym.
He ain't get drafted?
Long story. I don't want to talk about it because if he hit this shit.
Put him in a ring.
Hey, dog.
No, I want to know what happened.
Put him in a ring.
Yeah, you don't know what it is at.
For real, he was slapping people.
I gotta break that shit up. That bugger tell me, bitch, back up.
You gonna back up?
What? I'm gonna back the fuck up. That's it, huh?
Oh yeah, that's the story of Raymond.
Any more stories you got beat up?
Yeah, you got any more?
Let me see.
Oh, that ass whooping 3,000 you got back at Suno?
Who? Oh, when? By who?
By me.
Get that shit on, God.
That do count. Gave Kyron an ass.
You with the
Sooner?
What that is?
That's
why I met Kyron.
Bent his ass over my knee and whooped his ass.
Oh,
like,
man.
You know, like your mom used to do with the belt.
It wasn't like that.
Yes, it was.
I was drunk.
Man, there's a lot of excuses, man. His arms is long. No. He had shoulder pads on.
That's not, look, no. You don't have no excuses.
Huh?
Look.
An excuse? Yeah, man, look. Got slapped twice.
Now, see, what that is?
No, but you was drunk.
Excuse
and what happened?
Is a foundation of failure. And I failed.
And you fell three times.
Yeah.
No, I ain't failed no three times. I failed twice.
Did she just say she beat you up?
That don't count.
Oh.
Why it don't count?
Oh.
It don't count. Because I wasn't like clear. Like, I was drunk. I don't remember that shit.
We all probably was drunk. But you let it happen.
I ain't let it.
He don't remember. I don't remember.
I let it happen.
It happened.
You watched it happen.
I didn't want it to happen.
Y'all was still up.
But all right, move it on. Which one?
That this
one. All right, let's get into the topics of the day. Now we had one like 2 weeks ago, but we had, you know, slipped out of. We had a guest. What the name of Boobie?
Yeah, Boobie.
We had Boobie in here. We evaded that question, evaded that topic. But I'm gonna let Kayla. I'm gonna let her take the lead on this one because it's her topic about men not being consistent.
So why can't y'all be consistent?
Then I heard an amen just now to my right.
Because why can't y'all be consistent?
Hold on. We can't be consistent.
Y'all wasn't even consistent. We were talking about consistency last week.
We can be consistent.
We can be consistent. Yay.
Who can't be consistent?
Them niggas.
Oh, the ones that we talking about?
Them niggas. We can be consistent.
You sure?
Because see, we here right now, right? Consistency.
Explain to us what you mean when you say we can't be consistent.
Yeah.
Like, just with, like, things y'all, I ain't going to say y'all supposed to do, but, like, y'all in a relationship, if y'all in a relationship, just y'all need to be consistent with things that makes the relationship go, like.
Like what?
Like, be consistent with communicating. Like, one day you communicating how you feel, then the next day, like, the next week or something like that, you just like, oh, I don't want to talk.
It's probably something that we don't want to involve
in. Honesty. Yeah.
Because, look, men really carry a lot on their shoulders on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. And
let some of it come on to
Because y'all know y'all probably ain't able to handle it.
Like,
y'all think fragile that we can't handle shit.
That's not what I said.
But y'all can't handle it. I'm going to tell y'all.
Probably handle it.
Y'all cannot handle nothing a woman do.
No.
Can't.
Look, y'all can probably handle it, but
they can't handle nothing we go.
We don't want that pressure on y'all because y'all already got pressure on yourself and we want to take care of the shit on our own.
And let me say another thing.
You're not on your own.
If you had a man, would you, well, I ain't going to say if you had one, but do you want a man that's constantly coming home talking about, man, the fuck is this was on my back and this I got to take care of this, that, could just whine and complain about
that's
this shit
he
all
won't
day.
Have to complain because that's what you're here for, she's there to help you
like I'm there and to help you. Like okay
so
you telling
won't
me
have
what's
to
going
complain.
In
hold on don't talk over each other
well we both saying the same right. thing
not really
let's yes shut up we like tell me what's going on so I can let's talk about it, see if we can find like a solution to whatever problems you're going through. That way it don't seem like you're going through this by yourself. You complaining and saying this and that, but you obviously don't know how to figure out solution to your problem. So let me help you.
Oh, why
let
you can't me just take let some him of get, that take the time to figure it out.
Because obviously it's not working.
Right.
All what
right,
if it happened just today? Myself. Something happened just today. I can't figure it out tomorrow. I might
get it.
But it's
just like it's like a perspective
thing. But I came
thing.
Home and
you
whined,
might see something. We might be all
cried.
Looking at the same picture. You might see something different from what I see in that one picture. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, okay, you seeing this and I'm seeing this. What if what I'm seeing, like the artist who drew it, you tell them, oh, this is what I'm looking at. And I say this, they'd be like, oh, well, what you see is what I meant to draw. So it's just like a perspective thing. Like you looking at it this way, I might look at it a whole different way. It might looking at it might be right. Just let me help you. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you this is what I see. And this is what could possibly help. Like it just, you know, like a I ain't gonna say like a push and pull, but it's just like let me help you. Let me take some of the stress off of you, and give you a solution that might help. Cause you might not see the solution, but I might see it. So just let me help you.
Right.
All right. And China, you agree with that?
I agree. I feel like men are scared to ask for help. They feel like they have to do everything on their own. Yes, they feel they don't want a woman to feel like that a man can't be a man. Instead of saying, hey, let's do this together because obviously I can't do it on my own.
No, that's not what I'm thinking.
If I can't do shit on my own, I'm going to let you know. Look, I'm fucking retarded. I need your fucking help.
Exactly. I know
not
I,
all
know
men
I mean
like
my
that.
Homeboys let their old lady put job applications in because they don't know how to do it. They're not ashamed to say, I can't do this. I can't read this, that, and other.
Well, but some men don't want
to. It's not a fear. It's not a fear. It's.
It's a certain shit that needs to be.
It's a certain thing that we got
to
do for ourselves.
Yeah,
you understand?
Like you have to do it.
I don't know what it is. Women will come home and lay everything on a man, and the nigga be just like, "Why are you telling me this shit? I don't care about Sheila. I don't care about what Sheila did at work." But we not gonna do that because that sounds like whining and complaining to me.
It's not even
if
like
I y'all come in home every day. Oh man,
bitch, my manager,
Fred,
I hate that whole.
Yeah, Fred made me work overtime. Fred made me that shit sound like complaining and whining.
What if it's just like a real situation? Like
but
like
some women want to hear that. Some women want to know what went
women
on.
Women
want to
hear that. Men
don't
want to hear that.
Yeah,
shit.
And
no,
I don't
I'm just
even
saying, like we want. Yeah,
that's what I was saying. I was just like,
I'm
what if it's
what? That bitch crazy?
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if it's not even like her whining about somebody at her job? What if it's just like she's saying, oh, oh, I'm going through this. Like, I'm, like, maybe, like, something going on with her body, something going on with her family, like, something, it might be something at work, like, oh, I'm trying to get this promotion, but such and such is sabotaging me in some kind of way, like.
Right.
And talking to me is going to do what?
I need you
Isaac,
to
help. You want me to solve
the
problem?
You're my partner. You might, like, what
well,
I
might give me some advice well, that look, make me, like, think about it that? Different, like, or see it different, or just yeah, a different
even,
way
even
I might
even if
go
I do, it's not
it.
Going to stop me. From, it's not going to stop them from sabotaging you at work. So even if I hear it, what am I going to do?
I'm going to keep it real with you.
But
I'm
aren't
like,
you supposed to be like
all,
my friend? So you're supposed to hear what I have to say?
No.
We got to keep it real.
Your significant other is
it.
Not your friend. It's your significant other.
Yeah, we got to keep it real. Like, if you would
have
came home to me.
So what you here for if I can't vent to you?
Look, if you would have came home to me and told me about the person at your job, I'd be like, first of all, I'm not your fucking manager. I can't handle
exactly.
that
Exactly. Talk
shit.
To so your manager about this.
You got to deal with that situation with the person that's over.
Okay,
well, I can't
let's
do,
talk period.
No, we got to keep it real.
No, like, okay. We want to talk about things that are interesting.
Let me say this.
That shit ain't even interesting.
But y'all isn't the point that, like, damn, y'all don't even care about some shit. Like, somebody sabotaging me at work. You don't care about that much to be like, damn, I just don't want to listen.
All right, listen.
Damn, you really just don't want to hear. I feel some.
We got to hear. Soon as we come in the house, we got to hear.
All right, listen.
Let me tell you about my day. God damn, could I take a shower for
let's flip the script.
You even have to take a shower. You ain't gonna hear the shit. So you know what? We just gonna stop talking to y'all, period.
Right.
No, so, you can talk to us.
Just
talk to us about good
said,
shit. No, the shit y'all talk about.
Oh, big, that's what I did.
What good shit? What you did? Shit that ain't happened at your job. I be having to tell girls constantly, like, okay,
what if
I'm gonna listen to that. Because we still listen to the shit. So we listen to it. And then when they get done, I be like, okay, now tell me something positive. And they'd be like, you can't think of nothing positive. Everything happened at your job today was terrible.
What if
such tried to sabotage,
okay.
trying to take
get
your
a
job.
New job.
How about this? Let's flip the script.
Fuck a script.
Shut up.
Just tell me something positive.
My
one
boyfriend, he worked at UPS, right?
Mm-hmm.
He come home and he tells me, because right now I'm
that's
just a stay-at-home mom.
Your baby daddy or your boyfriend?
My own business. Anyway.
I told y'all.
Anyway, so we on the phone. He's a delivery driver, so we on the phone all day. He tells me, you know, everything he goes through with his boss and his coworkers, everything that goes on at work. So I talk, I respond, and I give feedback. That's all a woman want. All
right.
So why a man
talk,
could do it, but a woman can't?
You talk, respond, and give feedback, right? We do. We have. It's like we have to. But yeah, I'm just saying, we don't really want to hear that. But I'm saying you
but he
talk.
Can do it all day though.
Right.
No, I don't
do I don't
it.
Mind
I don't tell my girl nothing negative. When I walk in the house, I don't talk about
no,
none of the
negative
shit that happened to me during the day.
It's just like feedback
boss,
from the job,
you know,
or something.
Yeah, like
what if
why do I
want
to talk about my job that I don't like working for nobody?
It's just conversation.
Right.
You just conversing.
We can have a conversation about other things.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
But we're not just saying this is just about a job thing. It's about a communication thing and talking. It could be about anything. But it's just like, it seems
okay.
like y'all just don't want to hear nothing
out.
We say, even if it's about our job, it could be about the damn
you
dog
need to be
that we almost hit the other day. Like, damn, I seen a dog I almost hit the other day. And I felt some kind of way. I went and picked the damn dog up off the street and brought him to the shelter because he looked like he was homeless.
I would
like,
why did you told me that?
I would have said,
because
it's
like,
you?
I just was just like, damn, you want to hear something positive?
Situation?
That's something positive I
did.
Did
that help
you
know, your
that
positive? It is positive. I took
that's
him to the shelter
that,
because he
that
was on the street.
In her day that was interesting. So she felt like she could share.
I felt like since you might significant other, oh, let me tell you something.
Can y'all walk in and be like, hey, man, look, check this out. Today I started a company. And that's positive. But you ran over a dog first.
I
you
didn't
ran
say
over.
I ran over a dog.
How
I
got to the
you
how
wasn't
I got
listening.
To the vet?
Huh?
How I had to go to the vet?
You was not listening to nothing I said.
What she said?
Yeah.
I said there was a dog I almost hit.
You almost hit it. Okay.
And I thought he looked it hungry, like he looked it homeless. So I picked him up and brought him to the shelter.
And you know what I would tell you?
That dog wouldn't
have
fucking
you. If you see a homeless dog,
up.
I'm telling you, if you see a homeless dog, next time leave that shit alone. You don't know what that dog got. Mange, rabies,
COVID,
anything.
Well, I felt bad because I almost hit it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just.
But it wasn't a
dog. Do y'all
dog.
Talk
it
about movies and video games with y'all, man?
Yes. Because I love video games.
Because I got to sit there and watch it.
I love video
she
games.
She play all them bitches.
That new Avengers one.
Oh yeah, hey,
that bit look fire.
Ooh,
that bit. I was like, that look fire.
Got,
if I gotta sit the hours listening to you play Madden and 2K,
you don't
gonna
have to
you gonna come home. You gonna watch me come home and talk about my day. If I gotta sit there and watch you play that stupid game one more time.
Now, look, do sit there and listen.
Now with me, I don't play games, but you gotta sit there and help me come up with these fucking jokes and skits. Look, is this funny to the people?
No.
And it
that's all I need to know. And if you tell me it's not, guess what I'm gonna do? Still fucking do it.
Because exactly.
It ain't funny to you, but they got a thousand more bitches that think it's funny.
So, oh, you want these bitches laughing
you want
at you.
Bitches
right.
And niggas.
I'm just playing.
So you trying to make these bitches happy?
No, these people.
Weak.
Niggas
make
ain't
everybody
shit.
Happy.
You niggas ain't shit.
I'm just
shit
saying,
and
it
y'all
is, but that's consistent. That we and men I'm do have shit. Consistency. Just relation. I mean, just talking is the only thing we not consistent in. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Faithfulness. You niggas act like y'all can't be faithful to save y'all life, Lord Jesus.
Oh, y'all, you didn't hear the one about the macaroni.
Do y'all know what faithful really means?
They
got to
go really test
mean?
The other macaroni.
Right. No. Do you know
make
why?
Sure it's cheesy enough.
You don't got to go. Well,
do you know why
you
we have
got
to
different meanings of faithful?
You have a choice. You don't have to do nothing.
Yes, you do.
You chose to do
because
it.
Y'all
and
women,
y'all do, be like,
women's intuition is the reason why.
Women's intuition is the strongest, most powerful
I know.
Thing
I know.
In the world.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that. So you can
now,
lie,
you
can
now,
sneak
you
and do what you want, but a woman knows.
And it be false? It like when be they be like, you cheating on me and I don't be cheating?
Mine's having
because that bitch like you. Guess what? That women's intuition is the reason why I went tri-deck because you said I was trying it anyway.
Well, mine's haven't failed me yet.
Well, look.
No, it's not.
Okay, no, let's
if
say
I accuse, listen, check this out. If I accuse you and throw you in jail for stealing and you didn't steal, what's the first thing on your head? I should have fucking stole. I should have went stole something from being in jail for
thing
nothing.
On my mind. I'm like, bitch, I'm going to get out of this.
Woman well, going to, yeah. A woman is not going to go accuse you for something you didn't do if she didn't have proof already.
You are lying. Now you're lying.
Motherfucking
now
lie.
You're lying.
You lying like
yeah.
A cop.
Now you're lying. Yeah,
right
yeah. Because I've been accused of so much shit
well,
that I didn't do.
You lying, I don't accuse.
And then when I got, when I said, fuck it, I'm taking a lick, I'm.
That's not all
quote,
females be like that, though. But, like, it's just
out.
Like that.
I might
see, they
well go
do
ahead
have
do
females
it.
That do be like that. They'll yeah. Do
well,
shit.
Not me. Because I'm going to make sure I have evidence and proof and screenshots
all right,
and
now
call
look,
logs.
Watch this.
Screenshots.
So you said that.
Screenshots and call logs.
So
first
you go,
of all,
you
baby.
Go through your nigga phone?
You don't even got to do all that. Call
that's
get
Federal
on,
Bureau Investigation.
Get on AT&T or T-Mobile.com and pull up all. You can pull up every phone.
Oh, no. Look. Now, look. All right, look.
Word.
He did just get T-Mobile.
All right, so you said men ain't faithful, right? No. Men is faithful.
Men are faithful.
Cause look, faithful is a different meaning. When you, like when people say, do you have faith in God? That means you have faith and you believe. I believe in you and
right.
I believe in this relationship.
Right.
But.
I believe but if you accuse
you don't believe you're going to only
but,
be with
but
one
look,
woman.
Being unfaithful is not a thing. It's having faith in that person and cheating.
Obviously, you don't have faith in us if you feel like you have to go be with another woman.
You didn't hear what I said. Look, we only have faith in God. We don't got to have faith in no human being.
Exactly. They preach, brother.
We
but if God gives
you,
God gives
this shit going to work.
God gives
so
you a good
what?
Woman, why you go and
because,
disobey
okay,
God?
Okay.
Why did Eve
got to go test the macaroni.
Why did Eve give Adam that fucking apple? And now we got Adam apple. Why y'all can't have the Adam's apple? Or the fucking Eve what? Apple?
What? I don't know where you're
at. You made
look,
no sense.
Adam and Eve, right? They were the first human beings in this world.
Don't hit the teeth.
Eve, my bad. Eve told Adam to eat that apple.
Hold on. Y'all talking about faithful. We speaking of Adam and Eve. I don't mean to cut you off. But speaking of Adam and Eve, Adam was married to... I mean, Eve was married to Adam. Why she went listen to another nigga about eating apple right. Where Adam told her not to eat it?
No matter
so
if you
y'all
got
talking about
not.
Faithfulness, the first one, the first woman was unfaithful. She listened to another nigga instead of her husband.
A snake.
It was a snake. Oh, well, it don't matter with the devil. The devil's a nigga.
Y'all listen to the devil and go be with another woman?
No,
because so
we
don't.
Getting back from Eve. That Eve was playing. Eve played the first game.
Hey,
well,
got
I'm not
macaroni.
Eve. Well, I'm not Eve. I'm not
she,
Eve.
No, you
I'm
Evo.
You a daughter of Eve.
I'm China.
No, you Evo.
You a daughter of Eve. Eve played
and
the
Chinese
game
hoes
first.
Evil, too. That's why they call you China.
Well, why Adam ain't stop her?
Because Adam was weak.
Obviously.
Adam was weak.
So y'all weak. So y'all men is weak and intimidated.
If
y'all
we was like Adam, y'all wouldn't be complaining about us.
Fuck yeah.
Y'all because we Adam with Adam
God
did what his wife
me,
told him to do.
He was green. He
yeah.
Was a fuck boy. He
yeah,
wanted,
exactly.
That's
Adam was Adam was scary.
Now,
Adam didn't stand up to his woman.
What if a nigga from New Orleans, y'all be like, he'll be eat the apple. But he got me fucked. I don't eat no apple.
Tell you.
Thinking about eat no apple?
They got
I don't eat apples. He'll be able to got lemon in it. Alright, fuck. Let me fuck with that.
No.
Niggas from New Orleans ain't gonna eat nothing that came out your hand.
Exactly.
Man.
What a packet.
What a bag at, man?
What you did today?
All right, but you do too much. All right, go ahead.
So you trying to say we're going to poison you?
No.
Yes, I'm saying that.
Fact, I didn't see the shit come from where it's supposed to come from.
You missing a point. Why y'all can't be faithful?
I believe once y'all tell us
that we not faithful, it's just like getting locked up for not stealing. You ain't stole nothing, but you still locked up.
So a woman just going to wake up out of her sleep one day and say,
yes.
You cheating on me.
Yes.
No.
What kind of relationship y'all be?
Listen,
right,
man.
Child.
We're women.
I like macaroni.
It's how women is.
What kind of macaroni? And how cheesy do you want it?
Super duper cheesy.
Sound like a washing machine.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Super duper cheesy.
Sound like guts.
That's what y'all want, guts.
No, we don't. We want that one feeling.
But like I said, if they come back after they try the other girl macaroni and still come home to you, then...
You doing girl, something
yeah,
right.
Hell yeah, you doing something right.
But
you're not about to.
Y'all, I'm over.
Hold on.
But look, we got the same spoon, but we just want different macaroni. You feel me?
Right. Just like when you go for a taste test. You taste some of this. Taste some
I
of that.
I wish y'all stop comparing. Taste the
but
to
we go. We gonna rinse that spoon off.
So you about to come to
my house?
You
rinse the spoon off every rip. Exactly.
Because her shit baked, yours fresh off the stove.
So you about to come to my house, eat my Thanksgiving food.
With all type of shit on it and no fucking wet macaroni? What that shit
So you about to come to my house, eat my Thanksgiving food, then go to her house, eat her Thanksgiving food, then come back to my house and spend Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's with
macaroni.
Me?
We said macaroni. Thanksgiving food is different.
Yeah. You just missed one holiday.
Yeah, I don't
one,
like y'all.
One or two holidays. Then it's the bullshit. Christopher Columbus Day. Hey. You know what I'm saying? For the
niggas
July,
get tired of things.
You got all the good
food
ones.
After that 1 week after it's over. Like, man.
Right.
Then we got to come back a month later and eat this shit again for Christmas.
The same exact
fuck.
Shit.
Y'all ain't shit.
What a macaroni.
I'm
telling you. Plus, if you eat chocolate all the time, you're going to get sick. Y'all eat chocolate?
No.
If you eat chocolate.
Chocolate!
Well, name something you eat every day. Like, say you eat the same potato chips every single day. You're going to get tired of the potato chips. You're going to want to try. If you eat Doritos every single day.
Yeah, so why be in a relationship if you're going to get tired of her?
Because it's because I'm gonna tell you why. Because absence make the heart grow fonder. You understand? Absence make the heart grow fonder. You got to get a nigga some time to miss him.
Thank you. Cause
you
see all that calling him while
you
he
gotta give me
work
time to miss
UPS
him. I like Doritos
the
if I eat them every time.
Who said I
called
him?
I ain't say your name.
Did you say
Guilty speaks and your conscience
bleeds. You said why he at UPS.
Exactly.
You said why he at UPS.
I'm tired of Doritos.
Huh?
Let me go try
yes, you did.
Some, you know, yeah. Some sour cream.
Please stop comparing us to food. Like.
Y'all be comparing us to fucking cucumbers when y'all text message that purple eggplant.
I don't.
That's
eggplant.
What I'm talking about, like, in real life.
What
like,
do y'all compare us to, then?
First of all, I don't want no eggplant.
But we
eggplant good when you grill it.
Oh, never eggplant good when you put it on your grill?
What?
Grill. Come on, nerd. Shut up, Kyrie.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Anyways,
men are consistent. It's the things we like. If we don't like it, then we're not gonna be consistent with it.
Yeah, consistent.
We're just gonna wear
cheating.
A mask and make it look good until we get tired of it. Then the mask will start slipping, and then once it starts slipping, that's when they're gonna
fuck
be.
Fuck it.
That's
men
when the accusations come out.
Men are selfish and self-absorbed.
We not selfish.
Yeah. No, women are selfish and self-absorbed.
I'm not selfish.
Y'all evil and y'all don't give a fuck.
I'm not evil. I'm the most kind-hearted person ever.
I don't think they're evil. I just think
y'all
just
could do whatever and have a clean smile on y'all face.
Now, that's not true, son.
What?
Women are the only people that be telling me they be feeling guilty about shit.
I'm not.
Men don't
ever
tell me they feel guilty about doing anything. Women be like, I feel guilty. That's why.
If you could do it, I could do it. If you don't confess, I don't confess.
I could. That's how I feel. I'm taking that shit to the grave. I'm taking it all to the grave.
I could do something you'll never know.
Yeah. Like what?
I know what you did last summer.
You ain't gonna know.
I know.
To nobody.
Yeah.
At all.
But men can't be consistent to things we like.
Why you quiet
women
over there? You.
Oh,
only person
ahead.
I tell is my 8-month-old daughter because she can't repeat nothing.
I mean, all she doing is slobbing and 999.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nigga don't speak baby.
Exactly.
They don't speak no baby.
That's why she don't like you.
The macaroni.
Yikes.
Macaroni.
Yeah.
Big well, chicken. Y'all have fun with y'all macaroni.
Yeah, but we can't be consistent. Did y'all learn that? Did y'all learn it? We can't be consistent.
We consistently fuck up. But we consistently come back. Yes. And y'all consistently take us back. So y'all consistently
follow. Exactly.
I don't do that no more.
So fuck. Either way it go.
Nah, I'm going to be quiet on that the first time. I'm like, you got to go.
The first time?
You're fucking up.
The first time.
You got to go.
What about the time before the first time?
Hold up. So everything is on the same level. So if he forget to take the chicken out the icebox.
No, I ain't talking about stuff like that.
Okay. Like what? Like what? Like cheat on you the first time?
He got to go.
All right, what else?
Lie. What about you?
Lie the first time? Gotta go. I mean, like, if it's... One lie? I can see if it's just like something...
You lying to your family members and shit?
One
hey,
lie.
Grandma and all that. I'm lying. Kayla, did you take a chicken out? Yeah, grandma.
Talk about shit like that. Shut up.
Right,
I mean, like if it's just something, like, real, real small, I'm just like, you ain't have to lie about that dumb shit. Like, that's stupid. But if it's something big, like, he start hiding shit, like, hiding big shit, I'm just like...
What
you start changing your password on your phone?
Oh, my God. You know that...
Why do you need a password on the phone?
Why do you need a password?
I don't worry about stuff like that because I changed my password.
No, that's not high school. If you live together...
I changed the password on my phone because
if y'all live together,
a lazy motherfucker.
You is causing problems if you want to go through the phone.
Why do you want to go through the phone?
No, not go through the phone.
If you go through it, you go through it.
Let's say I need to call my sister. Oh, babe, let me see your phone. And I try to type in the password and it's gone.
Where your phone
you
at?
You hiding something. My phone could not be around at the moment.
Why your phone is not around?
Why?
Anymore.
I don't always
Why do I got your sister phone up? Why do I got your sister phone up?
Because that's family.
Why?
No, your family is my family.
But if...
And your mama number.
But if,
and you have my mom and my dad number because we're family.
No, but if...
And if they need to get in touch with me, they could call him.
You don't
want
to fuck with your family no more.
What?
If you start fucking with that dude, your family is not his family no more.
Okay, but fuck that. As long as we're together, his family, my family is no longer. We have a child together.
That's what you think.
His family going to have my number, my family going to have his number. As long as my child walks this earth.
You, I bet you I ain't gonna have your family
you
number.
You got fucked up situations going
my
on.
My family is my family. Your family is your family.
You hear
that's how I'm feeling. Yeah, yeah.
There go my family right there.
You want me to record the conversation? Go ahead and answer the phone.
Family.
Go ahead and answer the phone.
Do you fuck with her?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, family.
Talk about everybody, son.
We're talking about
she feel like you got you on the chain, son.
And what men are consistent about.
He
gonna
men are not dogs, liars, and cheaters. Men are loyal. If we dogs, we are loyal. Dogs are loyal.
Black men don't cheat.
They say your family's your family, my family's my family. We should have
black men
family,
only cheat when they get accused of cheating and they didn't cheat.
No, black men just
cheat.
Do you think some black men don't feel like they gotta be loyal to anybody? Yeah, right. I mean,
if we not married, if we ain't signed no contract, then you should be able to sleep with whoever you want, be with whoever you want, deal with whoever you want.
But how are you going to get to the married part if you
who
out here
say
doing
he
want
to get to the married part? Who,
you,
how
you,
you know a nigga want to get to the married part?
You forcing the shit because
don't
exactly.
be in a relationship.
You feel like
you
don't
can't
be in
force
a relationship.
A nigga love?
You can't tell him not to be in a relationship.
Don't
you
be in a relationship if you about to get this girl feelings hurt. You don't want to be with her because women
not
have
think
feelings.
About,
it take
but
time
not,
for a nigga to fall deep.
Ain't think about, I'm telling men ain't think about y'all feelings when they trying to get what they want.
Then don't be with me. Tell me what you want and then move on.
That's a lie. You can't. No, that's not what he want. He obviously wants you. He obviously wants you. I
but
want
take
and he want
build.
Them and them and them and them yeah. too.
Well, you can't have me if you want them. Go
you ain't gonna
them.
Know nothing about them.
Yeah, you know what?
You don't gotta know nothing about
because
them
because you got Velveeta cheese on your macaroni.
I
they got great value.
I wish you would.
At this point, I'm gonna just be single.
Right, because y'all niggas, y'all simple minded, y'all immature.
I'm gonna wait on my
how? Why? Explain
y'all simple minded and immature.
Explain it. If they got a man out there that likes variety. You like variety. You like variety, huh?
No, if I have one man,
I really
like
wish y'all stop comparing this
variety
to food.
If I have one man, then I have one man.
It's not the
you
same.
Like variety and you like variety. I like variety, all right?
If I have
if
one man, then
uptown,
I have
downtown,
one man.
Uptown, downtown, one on the West Bank and one in East Joe. And they don't have to know nothing about each other. It don't ever be them that find out anyway. It be their friend fucking right. bumping into you somewhere
oh,
and want to take a picture.
What's your name, old man? Who
you understand?
About?
They, you never ran down on a nigga cheating on you, huh? Somebody told
what?
You that he was cheating on you, huh?
Did you ever?
Have
I've
you ever,
always caught.
Exactly. You ran down on them while they was on while they was out.
You wouldn't believe me if I tell you.
No.
But tell it.
No, I ain't gonna tell it.
She ain't lying. Why? Because she always fucking bothering the motherfucker. Leave a nigga alone for a nigga alone for 1 minute. 1 minute.
Tell you.
Like see right now, let him be.
He called me.
Because he had to check
you probably
up
snuck
because
and
he needed
text
help
him.
With the baby.
You probably snuck and texted him and told him, hey, look,
he
call
tell
right
you about
there.
The baby.
I didn't text
call right fast. I can get these niggas, prove these niggas wrong. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Call me at 502. Yeah. They go thank him about 501. So
first of all,
yay.
No.
Well, no.
But we all consistent. All right. Y'all want to move on?
Some of y'all. Y'all
learned?
Not all y'all.
That what y'all learned?
We I learned that some of y'all consistent, some of y'all not. Y'all consistent with y'all
can't
y'all
teach me nothing I've already been through already.
That's it.
That's
and
it.
I said what I said.
All right. Well, I'm glad we came to an understanding. All right, moving on to the next topic. It's not really a topic. It's just something I wanted to share with y'all and ask y'all why do certain women do this thing? All right. Well, like I told y'all earlier about my homeboy got shot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. If another chick come knock on your door and start choking you in front of your old man.
Me and that hoe gonna be mixing because that's just who I am. But ain't no nigga gonna say, bae, get her. Because if that nigga was really my nigga, then he gonna choke up for me. If he know I can't do nothing.
But men ain't supposed to hit women, though.
Why not?
Like, break us up. And I mean,
he
a
bitch.
Right. He ain't supposed to. All right. I like that. Yeah, yeah.
He gonna hit that hoe for me.
Exactly.
He can at least broke the damn title.
Because if a nigga come knock on my door and start choking my nigga, I'm gonna jump in. You got me fucked up. Like.
And what if he choke him up and your man don't do nothing but put his head down and just.
If you getting choked, there's nothing you can do.
That means.
Yes, it is. What's your hands doing while he choking you?
Have you ever been choked before? Have you ever been physically choked?
If a nigga knock on your door and do it like this, what is your fucking...
My reaction is, bitch, I need to breathe. Like, bitch.
Right, you can't breathe.
Like,
no,
this
can't
you
breathe.
Can do.
I see
kind
me
of bad.
Choke him up from behind.
No, like,
you
I don't know.
Choked.
I've been choked before. That shit it's not.
Physically choked before, and it's
you
just like your body.
You ever had somebody really choke you?
No.
Your first reaction is
like... Wrong
yeah,
you?
But it's just like your instinct is like you. They choke. They holding this. You trying
you
to
can't breathe.
Breathe.
So no, your body no. is shutting down.
So if somebody
so
put their hands, no. The first thing you do when a nigga put your hands,
you
get
can
your
try
hands
to fight, but it's just like
them.
It's like yo, you can't do too much once you start breathing. Like you can't.
You see what he
breathe.
Did with his hands?
Yeah,
his
but
hands were
like,
straight to
no.
your hands to get him off there.
Let me tell you. A man is strong.
Yeah, hit that nigga. What your hands doing while he choking you?
Now, if that's a big nigga, what you gonna do?
They both the same size. And the nigga that's
a big nigga.
The nigga that got choked was bigger than him. The nigga that got choked was bigger than him.
I've been physically choked before. Choked to the point where your eyes start to see stars.
Like, you get weak. Like,
how fast is this happening? How fast is this happening while you getting choked?
It's like,
you
know, if you open
the
door,
the most,
if somebody knocking on your door, you open it, just choke you. What can you do?
That never happened to you, though. So
swing.
Why?
What you mean it never happened to me?
When the door
somebody
opened
the door,
choked. Did it ever happen to you?
But that's just like somebody swinging on you. You can't react just like.
No, that's not.
That, yes.
What?
When you
if a nigga
open
swing
the door,
on, if a nigga swing you on
can't
you,
react,
you
can react late. You can react late. But if somebody's choking you to the point where you can't breathe,
it takes
25
seconds before you fucking lose.
After
the
that
thing.
First
what
hit,
it was?
Who's they swinging?
There will be 25 seconds. You got 25 seconds to before you start losing consciousness.
But my mama told me, bitch, you got 1 second.
Man, you got 25 seconds.
And
your hands
what?
Is free. His I hands is on your
second.
Neck. Start swinging on him.
Yeah, I'm about to say, but I don't know. Maybe because it's...
Poke him in his eyes. That,
something.
That's the number
maybe
one
it's
thing
just,
his eyes. Like,
female versus male is different. Male versus male is going to be a lot different, though. So.
Right.
If a nigga knock on my door and start choking me, I'm going to just start swinging. I'll try to get his hands off my neck. Or something. I'm not just gonna stand there and just be getting choked up.
Well, I'm not gonna stand there and let my man get choked up. I'm gonna do
his
something.
Eyes, his nose, and
once
his
I got choked up, and
nuts.
I scratched him, but that shit didn't work. Like I
what
tried.
What is scratch gonna do?
I was tired. Yeah. Fuck.
Your body
tried.
Becomes
yeah.
weak at
yeah,
the moment.
I was tired. Like right, I was just yeah. like, bitch, I can't.
Nigga choked nigga, you. It was a nigga, dude choked you.
Nigga bigger than me. What the fuck can I possibly do? I can fight him off as best I can.
What do y'all do?
I'm telling you, I'm saying y'all so good in relationships. Why are these niggas choking y'all?
I ain't never said I was good in relationships.
Okay.
I feel like I'm a good person and I'm good with relationships.
You ain't that good if a nigga choking you. A nigga ain't just choking you for no reason.
I ain't say that relationship.
First
was
of all,
good.
I got choked twice. My daddy.
Oh, okay. Shit. Yeah, really. I would see that. Now that's like a it's my daddy. I ain't good.
Shit.
What you did him? Hmm? Well, why you can do your daddy something, but you can't do the nigga that choked you?
Oh, I didn't do my daddy nothing.
Oh, okay.
I didn't do my daddy nothing.
But y'all better stop letting these people choke y'all, man.
Huh?
Well, I'm a fighter, so I fight back. But in that moment, I couldn't fight back because I'm, first of all, I'm
it's like I did so much for a little while. It's like
I'm
moving
so
too much.
Small.
I was weak.
Right.
I was just like, fuck.
You pussy.
Y'all was fighting before you started choking?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all was already fighting?
It just was like an instant thing that kind of just happened.
Mm. And you were just shocked?
Yeah, I was mostly in shock. Because I'm like, what the fuck? You choking me? Like, and I was just like,
you asked
well, I
gonna no say question why he was choking you?
No, I ain't asked no questions. What the hell? No, it just was like a... No, it was just, I ain't gonna say it was an altercation. It was just like more of me trying to stop them from doing something. And they was mad because I was trying to stop them from doing something. So they choked me to get me off of them. And then it was just like, I was trying to like get them off of me. But in the process, I was making myself so tired. And then I couldn't breathe. So I was just like, okay. But luckily somebody else was just like, I had somebody else come in and help
me. Was they this far away?
Huh?
Was they this far away?
Mm-hmm, probably. They were.
Right here?
Huh? They were like,
no, I'm saying how like were they long. Like was they like right here? If they
no,
was
I was on a wall
right here,
so
they
was kind of like
oh holding like you away.
Yeah, holding me away.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, that's domestic abuse, man. Y'all been through that shit? You been through domestic abuse before? Chick ain't never start punching on you.
I don't hit niggas. I'm sorry.
You should have hit that nigga that was choking you.
I did not just say I tried.
I avoid shit like that.
But I just was like
that.
I feel like if a female pushing a man that far, he needs to just leave.
So
no, like he's like because you know men should not hit a female. But I'm like if she's pushing you that far to making you think like damn, I really want to hit her.
Do you feel like a woman could hit a man?
Fuck no. That's why didn't you not just hit me?
Nobody should hit nobody.
I'm not hitting no man. That they gonna knock me the fuck out without.
I mean the worst thing that I would say to a female was pushed her. That's it. That's the only thing I'm gonna do is.
And I'm gonna push your ass back.
Push you off me. Like, go ahead, get off me. That means you asking for ass.
You abusive.
You wanna fucking die.
If you push me, I'm gonna push you back.
Get out you my in face. Face. Why I'm you
not,
in his face?
I'm not pushing you like
I didn't touch you.
I ain't touch you.
I ain't gonna play with no nigga like that.
Yeah, stop doing it. Y'all stop doing it.
But I said y'all tempo be like this sometimes, and I'm just like, I don't need to be walking around this bitch with a black eye, okay? Because I'm gonna wind up killing that nigga. Don't
y'all learn how to get him in the body, but it don't show.
And it was bad because I tried to kill him after.
Yeah.
After that nigga let me go, I was gonna be in jail for murder. I was gonna kill that
nigga. Y'all really risk y'all life behind a relationship.
It was just the fact.
What he did? He cheated on you?
I broke up with him. He was drunk.
Oh, you broke up with him and he ain't like it?
I broke up with him and I ain't gonna say I did some other shit, but he called me on my name and I ain't like it. And I was at a party. He did it in front of a whole bunch of people.
So your pride was
my pride wasn't hurting at all. I walked away.
So why? Oh, okay.
I walked away. I went inside the club who was outside in the parking lot, and I knew the security dude, so I was just like, don't let him in. He was like, I got you. I didn't want to be bothered at that point. And I went home afterwards, and he came to my house, and a whole bunch of other shit happened after that. And then once he choked me up, I tried to kill him.
What you did? Try to stab him?
Yes. I was just close until somebody put me off. I was going to be in jail for murder.
Should have stabbed them and get out of my business.
She was a little bigger than me, so I had no choice.
All right.
I tried to kill that boy. It didn't work. It wasn't that I wanted to kill him.
You know, I ain't never been in no domestic violence situation.
And, I don't want y'all to think I tried
hit
to
me.
Do it. I didn't want to do
and
it.
And I ain't never hit no.
I mean.
Yeah. I'm not about to argue. I don't be arguing or nothing. They just be fussing and complaining. I just be sitting there like. Now, what is that going to do? It don't change the situation. You feel like I did this. It don't change shit. You doing all that fussing and screaming and throwing dishes and TVs and shit, and it still ain't changed the situation. I'm still going to go out there and do what I want to do. I don't know.
Y'all fucked up with it. I'm just
telling you. And I don't want you to think that I was doing it because of the relationship thing or whatever. I did it because I was just like, you hit, like, it was like you put your hands on me.
First.
You put your hands on me first, and I'm just like, now it's like a defense thing, like get up off me. And then once it kind of switched from one thing to another, I tried to kill him, but I was just like, it wasn't me doing it because I was mad at the relationship. I was just like, you can get the fuck.
Do the kids you teach know that you a wild man? No. All right.
They think I'm just sweet and innocent.
I think I'm dating sometimes.
You be chilling.
I got me fucked up.
Y'all two detention. Face. No. Y'all two face for real.
Detention.
How am I two face?
Y'all is the other
side of a quarter.
I don't
do nothing. I be chilling.
How?
You just told us.
That was just in that one situation.
Your kids think you an angel, and then you try to kill him.
That first of all, that was even before
you
I was teaching
be chilling,
kids.
But right before
that was before I was teaching kids.
We're talking about domestic violence. That's right. Two face.
No, it's not too
pushing niggas
no,
at.
That was no, at. It's not.
I say if a nigga
you gonna
push
either kill
me,
a nigga
I'm gonna push
or you gonna be a nice. You gonna be nice.
I am nice. I'm and nice. I'm nice 90% of the time.
Kayla said one time, why is it always the man's first instinct to kill somebody? It's not. It's to choke you up and get you off me, push you away. Yours was to stab this man.
Our first instinct is to protect ourselves.
He tried to hurt me first. Like, it was a defense
not to get
thing.
Her away, well, then, but to keep her there.
It was a defense thing. Like,
yeah,
it's not like he was leaving. It was a defense thing. I just needed him to get away from me.
Yeah,
it was a defense thing. I need you to get away from me. Like, you could really, like, it's a thing. You could really hurt me. Like, and I can't do nothing.
Why you open the door when he showed up at your house?
He called me and he was just like, "Can I talk to you?" And I was just like,
"Should have been like, no."
Okay, I just was like, "Okay, we could talk." Came in and it was a whole different story, and I was just like, "Wow."
He came in with no witnesses. Was that, huh?
No, somebody else was there, but she was sleeping. But once she heard all the shit that was going on, she got up. That's why I was just like, she came in at the right time. So,
I don't like being. Y'all ever been in a? Y'all ever been around when your homeboys or your homegirl was having a domestic violence situation?
Yeah.
Hey, well, my cousin. Oh my, that dude. Hey.
But go ahead, tell the story.
Something like that.
Tell the story.
Wait, you said tell the story?
Yeah, or what happened? You don't have to incriminate him by saying his name or nothing.
I ain't gonna say his name. Hey, man, look. Everybody, like, it's sad when the fucking principal know you beat bitches. Like, we in school.
He need to be in jail.
Damn, it's been going on since high school?
Since high, no.
Middle school?
They thought it was high school. God damn. He been doing this shit since he was like four.
Beating on women.
Beating on women.
Just
you're right.
Fighting.
Just beating on women. Like,
no. You should have been. I wouldn't even.
I remember this one time we was in college. Man, we just chilling. Like, me.
I know this person.
Look, nah.
Do I know him?
Yeah, but.
I do?
No, shut up. Can I finish?
Who is it?
I'm sitting on the sofa right here. She's sitting right there next to me, and he's sitting on the other side of her. This is his old lady of like 3-4 years. So me and him playing 2K.
She used to get beat.
So we playing 2K, and I'm laughing. He laughing, and then she says, and then he say, "Babe, I'm hungry." And she like, "Okay, we're going to the kitchen." That boy turned around and hit her like in the face, like she a nigga. Fuck, going to the kitchen. I'm like.
What you did? Kept playing the game, huh?
Yeah, I'm playing. Yeah,
exactly.
Like,
I ain't getting in that.
I'm a fuck with you.
Look, I'm a fuck
with you.
Listen, I'm a fuck with you.
That was one situation. And then up in high school, this other chick that he messed with, everybody know that he was cheating on her, but he act like he didn't know he was cheating on her. So he chilling on the wall.
What?
Just with his headphones. And she come up to him, hitting him on his face. Come on. Now, like, she just going off on him, and he, like, just move, go ahead, get off me. And then she just slap him. And that boy, bro, I don't know how he did it. He grabbed her by the neck, picked her up like that, and threw her. And she went, like, 5 feet away from him. And her brother, like, 6'6", 210, and he go to another school. She called him to that school, and he just talked to the nigga, like, "Yeah, bro, you can't read it." And I'm like, "What?
Yeah.
That nigga threw your sister.
That
like
ain't
Superman.
Shit, son. Hey, look, hey.
I bet
we left
him.
A dance one time at the gym.
Him.
Dog. Like 20 people jumped on this girl, son. 20 people. They was just stomping and kicking it. I was just standing there. I wasn't doing that. I was just standing right there looking at it. And the only reason they got off was because somebody dropped a gun and they saw a flash. So they dropped it. They broke off and ran. But her brother was up the block. And they went, and somebody went calling. They jumping your sister. This nigga came down the street. Who jumping my sister? Who jumping my sister? And they were like, them right there. That nigga seen all them people and was like, just shut up and turn back around and walk back up the street, bro. His sister was laying in the street till the police came.
Oh.
Yay.
He didn't try to help the girl.
No, they didn't even try to help up or nothing.
Wow.
Yay.
Damn,
man,
that
night about 6 niggas got jumped walking down that fucking street, bro.
Mm-mm. My uncle would never. My uncle beat the whole.
I hope not.
Me and my cousin.
Everybody get shot up.
My uncle gonna beat everybody.
If I can't fight, I'ma shoot.
Now look, that's violent. Yeah, I'm telling you. Hey, just get jumped, man. Take your lick.
Mm-mm.
I've been jumped before.
Mm-mm.
I felt like I got jumped, but it was in one person.
I got jumped before too.
Yeah, everybody get jumped. Everybody
ain't
been
no
jumped.
No, everybody.
Before. Oh, you ain't never been jumped?
No.
Oh, I got my.
I got jumped like twice.
See, you can't I ain't get jumped.
Yeah, babe. They were like five of them niggas. I had them niggas with them. But babe, you can't fight. Shut up. You don't know what I can do.
I don't fight either.
Well, I've,
You just said you was a fighter.
Y'all need now you
don't fight. I only been in one fight, but that's because they was jumping my cousin.
I'm not a fighter no more.
Y'all need God, Moses.
Shut up.
Mary, I'm not a fighter
no more.
Listen,
not no more.
Not no more.
I don't fight.
I'm a good girl now.
I was always
crazy. You know I'm a good girl.
You just snuck the dude last night.
Who? The coward is lying.
I was always cool with everybody, so I ain't never really had to fight.
So you never fought? You never had to hit nobody?
I fought in elementary school. I had a fight.
You never.
The girl was messing with my little sister. I ain't like that.
That shit don't really count.
Exactly. I was just like, that don't count.
It don't count when you really got to fight for your life. Like in high school, you was really fighting for your life because you don't know what was gonna happen.
In high school,
you had to fight. Please, somebody come break this up, please.
You got him slapped twice.
What high school y'all was at?
That was Everett.
Like I ain't go to Higgins.
Higgins is terrible, man.
Higgins was terrible. Buddy's with the helicopters out there.
Yeah. Oh, you was at Higgins then.
She graduated in 14.
Oh, never mind.
You graduated in 2014.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You was there in 12.
No, don't say that, man.
But I might not know. I might not know him, but I might have like heard of him.
My baby daddy.
What's the last name?
You not many up there.
No, come on now, hey man. You ain't worried about that.
Yeah, man, some whole shit.
Yeah, we didn't know about all that.
Yeah, shit anyway. I be stuttering.
I'm an ex anyway. Mm-mm. You know? Surprise. That's a good thing though.
Unless I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways.
He looked like he was lame. I mean, so I wouldn't even know the nigga. I'm telling you.
Shut up. You was lame.
I've been that nigga since that nigga.
Can't recommend that show.
Only person who knew you was one person.
Who? Not Raymond. He the reason why I got known. Yeah,
Raymond listening right now.
Shut up, fool.
Cause I'm gonna beat that nigga.
But what he doing now? You know what he doing?
Yeah, he chilling.
What he doing?
In the gym.
Mechanic. He a mechanic.
No, he ain't a mechanic.
He a fighter.
Nah, he just chilling though, for real. Like
that's your partner.
That's my partner, brother.
Wait, oh, I mean, partner?
Every time I see him, we dab it out, we cool, but hey. Yeah.
Who's the partner?
I'm bringing that one. Y'all remember that time?
I know the partner.
Uh-huh. Y'all was up, y'all was at camp, and who slapped him?
I knew it.
Look,
oh, how my friend is?
His name is RJ, and the other one name is
DJ. Yeah, I know exactly who he's talking about.
See?
All right, I'm cutting all this out. I don't want nothing to happen to you. So they're like, yeah.
Oh, no, this.
Oh, no, that ain't got nothing to do with that.
Oh, all right.
That's something personal.
Yeah, it's real trifling.
Oh. All right. Now, let's talk about. That's why I'm glad we got her on the show. You got kids, huh?
One.
What?
All right, good. I got a
two. I have two stepkids, but yeah, I have one of my own.
Stepkids don't count.
Step in
I'm
the
a stepchild.
That don't
I'm
count.
A stepchild.
No, you're not.
And I.
You're not a stepchild. You're
from who?
You got a stepfather, a quote unquote stepfather, a mother.
Both.
All right. Well, your mother
since
your daddy, you are their child. And
well, I believe in step because another woman raised me. So
another woman raised you?
Yes, I believe in step.
That's not a step.
And you can't.
Can you raise yourself? Stop all that.
I don't believe in that step. My mama, husband, my daddy, wife.
Kinfolk.
That's it.
No, I'm not the child. I don't do that. I call it my mama.
I'm not the child. I don't call nobody my mama.
Hey, my mama boyfriend.
Man, tell
call
you.
Me Devin. Hey, call my mama old name. Man.
What up, Greg? What's up, Greg?
I think you said Greg.
Yeah.
What's up, Greg?
Well, my stepkids call me China, so. But I've been in their life since they was babies.
Stop. Why they don't call you mama?
They're not.
They fucking 2, 3, and 4.
Two, 3.
Hey, babies. Talk about
but still,
babies.
When they was in diapers,
They still in diapers.
No, they not.
They've been pissing on themselves since they was born. They can't stop.
If they three still in diapers.
No, he is not in diapers. He's fully potty trained.
Pull-ups don't count.
Devin is fully potty trained.
Nah, you don't wear pull-ups at three?
No. Shit. He's not.
Nobody don't wear pull-ups
at three. Are you listening to him?
I start wearing pull-ups.
Why? He said, keep saying
I start wearing pull-ups at 16 years old.
Not Kyrie. All right. Yeah, but
I
know.
I was pissing the bed since 16.
We know.
I had pull-ups. Man, the name of it was called.
Cause you are a child.
The pin.
Nighty night.
Nigga wearing the pin.
Nighty night.
Just stop. Just stop.
I'm trying to let y'all know, niggas can wear pull up.
Yeah, but let me ask you that. Okay, so you got kids.
Can't stop pissing.
You have kids. Why can women that have kids get with another dude and move in with the other dude, and there's no problem? But if the dude want to get their daughter or their child, why is it a problem to have them around the new dude's old lady? You understand what I'm saying?
Wait, what?
Nah.
All right, now see, all right, you got kids, and this your old man. This the baby daddy, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now you.
Why you don't want your kids around your baby daddy old lady?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why don't you want your
because
kids around your baby
I'm
daddy?
Because I'm going through that
situation. But why can't you have
they
a new
bitter.
Man? Why can't you have a new man, though?
Listen, I'm going through that exact situation because women are bitter and they selfish, especially baby mamas, and they want that man to themselves. No, listen.
Did I say that?
Listen, I'm not like
that. Didn't I say that?
Be quiet.
You ain't like that.
I'm not like that. As a baby mother.
I'm going to fuck with you.
Listen, as a baby mother, I told him if we break up, the only girl I don't want my child around is his first baby mother because of what I went through with her when I was pregnant, how she tried to kill me and my baby. That's the only reason.
I can understand it.
But anybody else you be with, I have no problem. Just let me know. I would rather meet the girl before I have her around my child.
Now,
just like if I have another dude around her, I would tell him or he would meet him. You know, just like that. But women in that situation, his first baby mother, she's selfish, she's inconsiderate. She has a boyfriend, the boy be around the boyfriend, but she don't want her son around me. Mm-hmm. Because she want to be with him. Because mm-hmm. she don't want nobody else.
You
she always tell him.
Like
she always tell him, oh, you could be with anybody else but her. So she's intimidated about
by the
girl.
So y'all still trying to control the relationship even though y'all not even in the relationship no more.
Yep. No, we're in a relationship.
No.
He's trying to control the baby mama situation between me and her. Because she doesn't want her child around me.
Yeah, so y'all still trying to control this man even though... You trying to control your baby daddy. You trying to control your
I
baby
see this
daddy.
Shit.
No,
y'all not together.
I'm not trying to control.
She trying to control her baby daddy.
First of all, we are together. We live together. We raised
all
three
kids together. You just said your baby daddy can't bring around the first baby mama.
No, I say if we were ever to break up, because we if
oh,
we
so
were
you
ever
with
to break
baby
up,
daddy.
Y'all just broke up.
Okay.
Yes, we live together.
Okay.
Shut up. We're not just break up. Anyway, if we were ever to break up, and I say he would go with her, she cannot be around my
and
child
what if
because
you say,
of the
once
situation.
Once we break up, I don't want to hear. I don't care about nothing you talking about.
Then my child can't be around her only because of the situation.
Right.
By keeping him away from the father.
How you
right?
gonna know?
I
keeping your
know,
child
cause
away from the father.
My child wouldn't be over there.
How?
Because
if he go with his father,
she gotta see her daddy.
If he
then
go
he
with
can
her,
come and see her. Y'all don't understand the situation. This girl tried to kill
nah,
me.
So he's trying.
She tried to kill my child. And
she
in
didn't
that
try.
Point, yes, she did try.
No,
she's tried and she's tried multiple
the
times.
The only way that you try is when you fucking succeed.
No, that's a succeed.
No,
try.
She tried and she did not do it.
You try, yeah.
But in that situation, if he
disobeyed
me, if he disobeyed,
but why would he leave you and go back with his old baby mama?
Because she.
No, I'm not saying he would. I'm just saying if me and him two would ever break up and they get back together, I'm just saying my child could be around any other female but her because of the situation.
Rock, I got a question.
He have two. He have two baby mamas. If he would go to the second one, I don't care.
What if a chick broke into your apartment?
I'm listening.
Why you in there? What would you do? She laughed
choke
because
her.
she did this shit.
Oh, so you broke in somebody's apartment and tried to kill you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
She broke
that
into his
shit.
That was
my apartment. That was our apartment that
you
I still had
out.
The key to. I don't care.
You,
my name
you had
still
the key
the
because he
my
forgot
name
to get
was
it.
Still on the lease.
That man
it
had to
was
go to
my
work.
Key. It was my key.
How it was your key when it was for the apartment?
Because my name was still on the lease.
It's only, yeah, you leasing that key. You don't own that bitch.
Right, so I'm leasing that key, so it's still my apartment. I can still get in.
That's not really breaking in if she got the key.
Right. And if
she'll
my name is still on
the
lease.
She'll put a big key away.
He was laid up already. He was in there getting him. This motherfucker breaking out.
Why?
Jealousy, envy.
Oh, it wasn't jealousy.
Evil.
It wasn't nothing.
What it was? What it was? If it wasn't jealousy, y'all broke. Y'all was broke up.
Yup.
At the moment.
So why was you still trying to go over there and break and sneak in his man's house?
Because I asked of something dealing with our child, and he purposely ignored me. So at that point, I was furious. So now you playing with me and my child. Because it had nothing to do with him being with another female, because I already knew that. But it
so
was
he didn't
him
ask, he didn't
choosing
ask the question.
That female
he
over my child.
He didn't no, answer he a did question. Not. And you was like, you know what? I'm about to just
I had to bring my child to the hospital. I had to
she
bring my
crazy.
I had to bring my child to the hospital. And you purposely ignored all my calls and messages to be laid up.
That's not no good reason.
You agree.
That's not no good reason.
I said, no, I'm just saying she
to break in the house.
I didn't break in nothing.
You broke.
I simply walked
with a window.
In.
It
with
was either a car you broke or fucking
did you
house
business?
Window.
You
told me. So
yeah,
fuck
that's,
it.
That's not no good reason to be sneaking in people's house.
I didn't sneak. I walked
y'all
in.
Y'all was broke up
with my key.
But he didn't
was
know.
Broke up though.
He didn't have to.
You got
to
give a
well,
notice.
Well, maybe if he would have answered his phone, he would have known.
Man, that man, look.
Man, y'all crazy.
I told you she fucking
I did
crazy.
Something like that. But I was just
what you did?
Y'all fucking, why am I in the
why?
Middle of y'all?
Now, if I, exactly. If I did, if a nigga would have went in the chick house,
some kind of
even way. Though he had the key and had the lease.
I needed him to stop
if
ignoring.
I tell you, hey,
what you
I
mean
would
he stop ignoring you?
No, I said I needed
if
him
a nigga,
to stop
listen,
ignoring
listen, me. Listen, ladies. If a man is ignoring y'all, leave him alone.
I didn't know that at the time. Look, I just wanted him to talk to me because I felt some kind of way.
But if I
talk
tell
to you about
you,
what?
Whatever was going through at that moment, I'm pretty sure I did some shit I wasn't supposed to do.
And why you?
Every time.
But I don't do nothing.
I probably,
you just said you snuck in the nigga house.
No, I don't do nothing for us to break up. I was all, you can't even lie. I was always faithful.
I can't tell the truth.
And I've always was faithful and I always was honest.
That
I
is not a reason.
Faithful.
That is not a reason to keep a nigga and that is
people
not a reason.
No,
to
I,
make
first
him.
Of all,
yeah,
I didn't
bro.
Try to keep nobody. We're broken up. We was broken up. I told him simply I had to bring my child to the hospital. At the time, I had no car. He was my transportation.
Well, he would have got you when he finished.
No, ain't no when he finished. If I had to bring my 3-month-old
what
daughter
did he have to, do
to
with
the
you
hospital,
him? You just get up and go.
How
but
was I going to go if
door?
I had no transportation?
How you got there?
Oh.
How you got there?
Yeah.
How you
yeah,
got
how
there?
How did you get there? did he bring you over there?
No.
Oh, how you got there then?
I asked my auntie for her car.
Why she couldn't bring you to the hospital?
Because she was about to bring but I told her I got it because I was already mad at the moment. I brought her to the hospital myself because I'm her
after
mother.
Her. After,
but
after
it was a
house.
Simple
you
fact.
Got did he tell you
the
why
baby
he didn't
come
it?
First.
It was a simple fact that I asked you to bring my child to the hospital, but a female was more important. So in that moment.
He was more important than you because
no.
you didn't bring
her to
the hospital.
Right. Why you
no,
didn't go to the hospital?
I did go to the hospital.
Why you didn't
before
go before you stopped over there?
I did go.
After.
You left your baby there? Unattended?
No, she wasn't unattended.
So you brought her after you ain't whooped his ass?
Yep.
The so baby
so that,
come first.
Yes, you should have brought her to the hospital first
she
and then came back
first.
And be like,
you didn't show
where you was
at that
at,
situation.
Such you were supposed to bring us to the hospital.
That wasn't her first aid.
Well, let's say
he didn't
ever do it again. He got his mind right.
You?
He got
you
his
got
mind
something
right.
He should have changed them locks. As soon as you would have left, he should have changed them locks. And put a stick in the window,
look,
make sure you couldn't creep through that bitch either.
All your little SpongeBob's up in your head need to work on something.
Kyrie, you lived there for 3 weeks, so you know how it was.
No,
you know how he was. So don't even
my name
go there.
Bennett, don't put me in it.
Kyrie knew. Kyrie knew.
I'm over here.
Alright.
That shit was scary.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on, man. So, fellas, what if we learn to change our locks so when we break up with a chick?
Keep your mouth closed.
Hell yeah. Even if she on the lease,
change
the
number.
The lock.
So answer your phone.
I'm better now.
Move
I don't
the
do that
no more. I don't do that
no,
either.
Well, hold on,
I don't
hold
do
on.
That no more.
I want to hear Kayla's story.
He pissed me off. Well, I pissed him off, apparently. I didn't do nothing. I didn't think I did nothing bad.
Don't stop. Y'all, women, stop saying that shit. You did something.
Apparently I did because he was mad at me.
Nigga ain't just
but I didn't want
up.
Him to ignore me. I wanted him to talk to me about it, and he didn't want to talk. So I got mad because he was ignoring me. So
Nigga needs
I broke
space.
Into his house and waited for him to realize
no,
I was.
You don't get no space, nigga.
You don't. Just tell me what to do. So, gonna fix this shit and then I'm gonna go home.
So, women are really like that because I thought I was just like that. Like, I want to fix it immediately. I want to talk to you.
Like, I was
but
just
they
like,
give me my space. Give
the
me
way,
my space.
When
let
he's
me
leaving you alone, when he's leaving you alone, he's fixing
but
it.
But that's what I did. Like, down the
we
line of the relationship,
game.
I was just like,
learn
I didn't
to leave him alone.
After a while, if I leave him alone, he gonna come in stupid ass.
Exactly.
I was like, he gonna come back. He always gonna be like, come on.
But let me tell you, men.
No,
when men
you
say,
ain't going nowhere. No, rip your shirt.
We could be
that
on
was
the
just
game.
Doing too much. I was tired of doing all that.
We could be on the game.
No, you don't have to do that.
Happy
when you
as ever.
That's why I said I was tired of doing that. That's why I stopped.
But if a woman said, "Oh, I need space," just leave me alone. That man ain't gonna be like, "No, bitch, just talk, just
because
talk."
Because we know
I'm
when y'all say, "Leave us alone," that's what it means.
You about to get left, buddy? You about to get left, buddy? That's how they say, "Leave me alone."
No,
because
when I say, "Just leave me alone," just leave me alone.
When I say, "Just leave me alone,"
y'all don't be leaving us alone.
Because
look, we could be on the game, smiling ear to ear, happy on the game. Y'all be like, why you on the game? Why you so happy like that?
Right.
Just leave me alone. Like,
no, now
nah,
that's just naggy females. Why if you on a game, you on a game. I'm going to leave you. I'm going to do you. Do me right.
Can I play? I like
he want
game.
Me to sit next to him and play, and watch him play. Okay,
y'all
I'm going
to
do that.
Right now. Y'all is doing a line of twisting.
What? I'm not about to nag. If you not doing something to make me mad, I'm not going to start an argument.
I don't know. I don't know. I like my game.
Y'all is fucking crazy.
Yeah,
I just said that earlier. Look, the dude playing the game. I was just like, shit, I'm about to go get this bitch.
Pre-order.
I'm up for one.
That Avenger game?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, pre-order. That shit look good.
That shit look fun. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
I got to have it. What?
Y'all crazy.
All right, so we've learned that women are crazy.
I used
dudes
to
got
to
change your locks. Ain't no such thing as used to be.
So y'all making it seem like
I don't
men
do that
are
no more.
Angels.
I just told
y'all
you
not.
After the dude fuck up one time, I'd be like, you got to go. Because you're costing me my peace, and that's costing me a lot.
Yeah, peace.
Okay. Let's say this. Let's do this. Okay. One day, I'm not gonna say with who or nothing. Just shush. Okay. So, women get mad when a dude don't answer the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So one day, I was asleep. Me and my daughter was asleep because when she take a nap, I'm like, okay, let me just take a nap with her sometimes because I be tired on a day. I be tired.
Mm-hmm.
So. He called multiple times. He called about 20 times in a row. And then text me. It was about my daughter, but I'm going to just leave it alone. So when I finally wake up, you know, I answer.
He was in your
but
house.
I get a no, he was at work. But I get accused of doing this, doing that. But I was really asleep. So a woman can, you get mad when a woman accuse you when you're really doing
he
something.
He only
but
accused
a man,
you all the time. You accused him.
Exactly.
So like, you know what? Since I did that,
because
I keep getting
blamed. She probably doing it too.
And I was asleep.
So y'all don't like how it feels.
No, people,
you don't like how it feels.
People only accuse other people because of the shit that they did
exactly.
Or they doing.
But y'all,
that's
but
the only
he
way
knows,
niggas gonna accuse you.
But he knows nah. I don't do that. I don't cheat. I don't entertain nobody.
He don't know that for
100%
sure.
He do know that. You know he know that.
That's the whole thing with being transparent in a relationship. You can like.
That's called
look at,
trust.
Let me ask y'all this.
Y'all have no trust in a relationship.
All right, let me ask you.
Once somebody
no
break the fucking trust in a relationship, it's hard to be like, okay, I can trust you again. Because after that, I'm looking at you like, right.
But
down.
You get
right,
mad
look.
When he...
Watch this.
No, listen, so he get so mad so. When I accuse
I got a question
him, but
for
you
this
can't.
One.
You could accuse
all right,
him.
Look. If y'all were to ever get married, and if y'all husband get paralyzed, would y'all still be there for him? Be honest.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yes.
Paralyzed from the waist deep, he can't move. You got to be there for him forever. You got to do everything for him. Would you still be there? Because I know from time to time, it's going to be frustrating.
It's going
to
be stressful, but it's sickness
Why?
And then health.
Why?
Because
when
it's
you,
like, if
that's
a
vow.
Like, if that happens,
your situation not health, you fucking crazy.
If it happens to
honest.
Me, I would want them to be there for me. Like,
nah, I used to
but
tell
but when you say vows,
I'm
it's sickness and health.
Just leave me.
Yeah, leave me, bitch.
I'm
gonna,
not about to leave
I'm gonna
you. Just like
leave
me on your deathbed without saying goodbye.
I'm going to egg the fuck out you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, babe, now you know I can't hit you from the back, so just come ride me. But and she gonna be like,
then
but I rode you last night. When you
my knees
ride me
hurting.
Every
my
day.
My knees hurting. They fucking legs always hurt. Okay.
All right,
yeah.
That's just
this
a tough
would,
skill. Okay.
This she just all right. Fuck.
Legs
foreign and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on. I want y'all to do the shit. It's not as easy as it look. Okay.
I said if we paralyzed.
Shut your ass up. Then she better learn how to have.
No, you have to have
the
thighs.
Hold them up, bro. You gotta hold them up.
She better learn how to mega knees.
That's what I said. But I said, you know how, like, yo, it's not even about the
knees.
It's not even about the knees. It's about the damn thighs.
Oh no, you gotta do that.
Them motherfuckers be burning.
Now you gotta do the middle school PE
have to hold the legs or something.
Nigga said, you getting 5 pumps out of me, and that's about it. Okay?
You better nut fast.
She better get it while you can. Because look.
Talking that shit.
Y'all need that middle school workout. That one,
I'm telling you, yeah.
I said, these thighs ain't
like it used to be.
You gotta get on for the squat machine.
It seemed like them bitches ain't never would it be.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
It ain't never would it
be. No, we used to have good thighs at elementary school, middle school and shit. Like elementary school, middle school.
That shit don't count, man.
You like once you hit high school, you just,
your body just high. Like,
no.
That's all them hot chips. Them hot Cheetos.
Yeah, them hot Cheetos and chasing them wrong niggas and busting in windows and shit. Fuck.
Who busts windows?
You tell me.
Nobody windows.
Right.
I don't need to fuck with somebody. Go. Nope.
I ain't got time.
But y'all ain't answered the question.
Exactly.
Would y'all stay with the nigga where y'all leave?
I say yes. Because in marriage and sickness and health.
No, all right, fuck that. What if marriage wasn't in sickness and health? What if he drove you to you being sick and you wasn't healthy no more? Like, he just stressing you the fuck out and you blow and then look, and you go to work. But look, look.
I need you to shut the fuck up.
All right, look.
Okay? Because you're pissing me the fuck off.
And you go to work. In a wheelchair.
And what if you go to work? His legs just don't work. Everything else went fine.
And you see a nigga that you like you're like, damn, this nigga fine. And I'm at home dealing with this paralyzed bitch. What you gonna do?
Not cheat.
I won't hear that.
You're not gonna cheat.
No.
Not in a marriage.
Oh my God.
No, not in a marriage.
Exactly. They'll leave you when you can walk.
Damn.
They'll leave you when you can walk.
No, I take relationships. I take relationships serious. So I'm going to take my marriage
when they get tired of wiping his ass,
they can follow you like Twitter.
His hands still work.
When they get tired of giving him bags. Yeah. When they get tired of helping him in that chair every morning.
Hey.
That's fucked up.
Y'all can have that advantage because we cannot talk bad to y'all or just be smart. Be like,
so can't.
Girl, shut up.
Because I'm a bitch.
Wipe your own ass, Larry. Fix your own lasagna.
Lasagna.
That's some shit that I would do. Who the fuck you talking to?
I'm in a wheelchair, bitch.
Don't you need some water?
That's like Tyler Perry.
But you in a wheelchair. You not. Woman. You only limited to walk. You
can, she you fucked over Charles.
Cold blooded.
What you threw him in the tub?
Yeah, man. Threw that boy in the tub.
He like this.
That's what Karma's the bitch. She got what he deserved. She didn't have to fucking stay. She did not have to stay. He got exactly what he deserved.
But that man did not deserve that for sleeping with another woman.
Yes, he did. He broke up their home.
Did not deserve.
This man threw this girl shit out with nothing.
Did he leave shit on her for a week? Did he throw her in the tub?
He might as well. He threw her on the street with nothing.
Karma's
she
a bitch.
Did not
Karma
have
is
shit.
A bitch. And, he
and
got
then
exactly
when you got paralyzed, that whole left you. Now you coming back to me? Yeah,
no. He didn't go
you
back to her. She went back to him.
So she felt bad. I would never. I'm not
gonna so
no, she wanted her revenge.
Revenge.
She wanted her revenge.
That's y'all problem right there. Y'all always want revenge, but.
Helen, that's the whole name.
Oh, wow. Diary of a Mad Black Woman. All right, so we learned a lot of good shit on this show. Y'all had a good time?
Yes, sir.
I'm about to go to a candlelight visual.
I'm going to tell y'all time ahead. If I pass away before any of y'all.
I'm throwing one.
No, I don't want no candles or none of that shit. I want buku funny shit.
The,
like,
buku
funny videos and all that dumb shit. I'm going to be coming around now. Oh, he was a good. If I was so good. Bitch, you would have been there. Fuck that. Let's go.
Yay.
I'm gonna throw you a candlelight.
I don't want none of that, man. When
because
I die,
I'm your
I don't care what
cousin
y'all do. Y'all can throw my body in a dumpster. Just as long as my daughter get her money,
I'm straight.
She's
look,
straight.
Don't put me in no dumpster.
Cremate.
You can throw me in a dumpster.
If I say cremate, you can cremate me because you
don't
have to
wanna
do
be
all
buried.
That.
I don't want to be buried. I don't want to be in the case.
I
want to
cremate
me and go put my ashes
in
the ocean.
I don't care.
I'm going to be a cannibal.
No,
I'm
going
okay,
to take
I'm
care.
Gonna,
you can at least take
I'm going to eat your fucking ass.
All right, man. This is the Black Air Button Podcast. We want to thank everybody for listening. Cheers, everybody, for checking in. Hope you enjoyed the show. Subscribe. Get notifications every week when we drop. I'm fucking tired, man. I'm glad we ain't drink nothing this week. Yeah, but anyways, I'm your boy, Rock Lefty. I'm your boy, Rock Lefty.
This is Kayla.
Kyra.
China.
And this is the Black Air Buddy Podcast. With you, we'll holler at y'all next week. Peace.
You feel me?
Bye.
Oh, damn. Hey. No, okay, hold up. We still recording. Y'all got to give them y'all socials. I forgot. Every week we got to start giving our socials out, man.
000000.
No,
not
your
phone
media
number. Your social media.
You,
oh, my God. Oh.
That is my social media.
Oh, my God.
That is my social media.
My Instagram is _KAYLAQUI, and my Twitter is I really don't even remember my Twitter. It is @K_L_3A_.
All right.
On Instagram, you can find me at K9Verse. That's VS. K9Verse Kyron. KYRAN. On Facebook, Kyron Accomplished Charles. Because I'm going to accomplish whatever the fuck I'm going to go after. Next.
My Instagram is China CH. Hold up.
Oh my God.
CH. I'm not even reading it, stupid. It's CHYY period NAA. My Twitter. Let me go back to it.
Y'all
it's CHYYDAMN. China Dam.
All right. And I'm Rock Lefty. It's Rock Lefty everywhere. ROC.
Thanks for everybody for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. Listen to us on Spotify. Follow us at TBAB Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Leave your opinion or join in on the conversation in our Facebook group, The Black L Bundy Podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Black L Bundy Podcast. And or leave a voice message and just let us know how we're doing on the Anchor app. Holler at y'all next time. This week's episode of The Black L Bundy Podcast was produced by Rodney Emelian. This is an official Rock Lefty World production.